friends, my heart breaks for this situation among God's people. Please, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your heart.
Thanks for joining us.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Christmas. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful of our listeners.
Hi. Dr. Stan. Vision for the nation. Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be those of Barry Shamish. But before we get to Barry, I just wanted you to know I've had my second chemotherapy treatment. I'm feeling fairly well, and guardedly optimistic, and certainly with alternative treatment as well, certainly as the conventional treatment. Well, we're just going to have to wait to see what's going to happen. But this evening, of course, Barry is coming to you from a Jewish point of view. I'm coming to you from a Christian point of view, but I think we both share the same concern that something big is about to take place in Israel. And it involves the new Pope in the Vatican, and this is an amazing Pope. I mean, he has come forward and done away with an awful lot of priests. We're talking about thousands of priests who have been involved in pedophilia and all sorts of sexual disorientation. And what madness is this in a Christian religion? And then, of course, the Pope has come forward and said that basically we should redistribute the wealth of the world. And this is what we should do, Christians, redistribute the wealth of the world. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the Vatican is one of the richest organizations, the Vatican Bank, richest organizations in the world today. As some people say, they have most of the gold in the world, at least the second or third largest holder of gold and wealth. Why don't they set the example for the rest of us? But have you heard the Pope making that suggestion? Or does he just want to redistribute our wealth, not the vast wealth and holdings of the Vatican? And now, of course, the Pope is going to be going in the next few weeks, probably a few days, is going to Israel. And
8 days.
Beg your pardon?
8 days.
Okay, Barry, you pick the story up and you tell it from your point of view and why you are concerned.
Well, I don't know if it's my point of view. I kind of view myself as just reporting, but obviously I'm not reporting from the PLO's point of view. But nonetheless, I think there's some objectivity going on here. Look, I've been getting a lot of information, and you've heard a bunch of it. But I've got new stuff before we get into what you've already heard. Are you ready?
We are ready. Go right ahead.
All right. Last time we spoke, I mentioned that there was a protest against the Pope coming to Israel. I'm going to read. I don't know what AFP is. It's according to AFP. Then we'll go into INN, various news services that I'm not aware of, but I believe AFP is legitimate. All right, here's the story. All right. Hundreds of religious Jews gathered Monday, that's 5 days ago, near the reputed scene of Jesus. Oh, is that the music already?
You go right ahead, and we'll cut you off when we have to. Go ahead.
Of Jesus' Last Supper in Jerusalem, demanding that Israel keep sovereignty over David's tomb. That's according to AFP. And now let's go into this little bit of a civil insurrection against the Pope coming to Israel. It's actually getting quite hysterical in certain circles. All right, I continue with the article. Do I have time?
And where we're going to actually, we're going to have to wait. We'll be back here in just a moment with Barry.
Gotcha.
Basically, that there is concern over in Israel with the Pope's visit and the fact that he is going to ask for control of parts of Mount Zion.
While a storm cloud
gathers, silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Just a moment. Well, ladies and gentlemen, first of all, Peres, who is the president of Israel, is negotiating with the Pope as far as his coming visit. We don't know what's going on behind the scenes. First of all, Peres, as president, has no diplomatic power, no political power. The position of president of Israel is simply ceremonial. And yet, of course, Peres is going, he's over 90 years of age. He's a very evil and wicked man. He's been associated with a number of very unfortunate circumstances over there. And some people feel he's responsible for a number of unsolved murders over there. Be that as it may, certainly Peres seems to be intent upon beginning to shift the power and control of Mount Zion, which is just outside the walls of Jerusalem.
No, it's it. Oh, the mountain may be, right. But the last cenacle, the cenacle's inside.
Okay,
the wall.
Go on, but the mountain is just outside, and the others are inside. Go right ahead, Barry.
Right, Mount Zion certainly goes outside the walls, but it goes inside and forms this yeshiva, where the Last Supper of Christ was supposed, according to the Vatican, have taken place. Now that's the issue. Now, look, there are people. Actually, I know some of the people quoted in the article, Rabbi Yaakov Sevilia, and neither here nor there, he met with me. This time we go to Arut Sheva, another website, another news service. He told Arut Sheva there is a deal in the works which would see David's tomb given to the Christians. And by the way, I think they got to differentiate given to the Catholics. There's a difference, and that difference is not really well understood. Okay, it's all Christians as far as they are concerned that the tomb of David is going to Christians. They're wrong. It's going to the Vatican. They've got to sort this out. Look, Rabbi Simcha Cohen Cook, he's a member of the Chief Rabbinate of Israel. He warned sternly that the government relinquishing David's tomb to the Vatican would be a national disgrace. Remember, Chief Rabbinate, it holds some water. He goes on and says, a government that does such a thing is forbidden to belong to the people of Israel. And then he adds, this is an anti-Israeli government. Look, I'm not going to dive into that. Shimon Peres has been Leah Rabin, Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin's wife, wrote an autobiography. It was only one line. And I suppose without my strange background, I would have passed over it like everyone else. She chides Peres, who incidentally murdered her husband, as well as Ariel Sharon. But that's something else. We can get swamped in evil deeds. And we don't have the time for that. Read my books. But in short, she said that Shimon Peres in Poland was educated at a Jesuit school. Now, again, what Jew sent their kid to be educated by the Jesuits? That's unusual in itself. But they got him when he was young. I say he's been an agent for the Vatican for the last 80 years. That's what I say, and I'll stand by it. Now, I'm going to go to another. We spoke about this last time, that suddenly there's this graffiti going up against they call them Christians again. We got a problem here, and there's no time to solve this. I know there is a difference, but here's the next article. And listen to this one closely as well. Just as the Pope is arriving, what's happening in Israel? Quote, the Roman Catholic Church is demanding that Israel take action after Hebrew graffiti reading death to the Arabs and the Christians was daubed on Notre Dame headquarters. Look, if you've been to Jerusalem, Notre Dame is right on the border of East and West Jerusalem. Okay? In short, a very, very important Catholic headquarters divides the city somehow. And on this Notre Dame was death to Arabs and Christians. Now, they didn't take well to this. Let me go on with the article. Mere coincidence, said a statement by Latin Patriarchate of Jerusalem, noting the graffiti was painted on a property owned by the Holy See just 2 weeks before the arrival of Pope Francis to Israel. He saw a lot of significance in this. I say, who really did it? Who is putting up the graffiti? There is so much action by the secret services of Israel to blame the right and the religious. that when they're not doing the bad stuff, they do it. It's that simple. There isn't enough graffiti by religious, so we'll put it up. We'll put up the graffiti for them. That's how I look at it. But that's not the way it's being reported. The way it's being reported is hateful Israelis who hate Christians put up the graffiti 2 weeks before Francis arrived in Israel. Let me go on with the article. The bishops are very concerned about the lack of security and lack of responsiveness from the political sector and fear an escalation in violence during the Pope's visit.
In other words, there is very real concern in Israel today that the conventional Jews will be demonstrating against the coming of the Pope because they fear that he is going to take some of their land and try to turn it into land that is sovereign to the Vatican. Go right ahead.
Oh, I think it's, as I said, Rabin was murdered by Paris, the president, and I wrote a book that was number one in Israel. Never forget, it wasn't marginal conspiracy. The book went to number one. I did a good 300 lectures, every one of them, I said, and I proved that Shimon Peres murdered Yitzhak Rabin. Same thing with Ariel Sharon. But they used, when the bad guys couldn't do it, they helped. In other words, well, you couldn't get a real murderer of Rabin, so you got a patsy. And that was Yigal Amir. I'm not going to dive into all this. Just there are operations that are not as we see them, but they're being reported that way.
And wasn't it shortly after this that there were threats against your life that forced you to leave Israel?
Oh, that was years later. No, it's irrelevant. Let's stay with the Vatican here. The Latin Patriarch, quote, no longer feels safe or protected. All right, let's go on with this. Church leaders in Israel plan to make security and political officials aware of their responsibilities. Now, this statement, I'm going to go on with the article. It's just this continuation of the article. Security measures are being taken and prepared for this important visit of the Pope. Units are training, and there is a liaison between security and Vatican security. Now we get a quote from Mickey Rosenfeld. He's the police spokesman. Quote, we would do anything to prevent any incident whatsoever at any level, be it criminal or terrorist, among all the different communities. That is some, just before the Pope is coming, that is some statement. Criminal, terrorist, Arab, Jew, he's covering all bases. Somebody is really, really scared about this papal visit. Now, never forget that, because it's not the Jews who are going to lose, only. The Pope is, number one, he's going to have a service at the cenacle, at the Last Supper room, I suppose, a symbolic meal is thrown in or something. But the Mass, now this is important because Jerusalem is the holy city. Popes have come to Israel before. You hold Mass in Jerusalem. Well, he's holding it in Bethlehem. Now, as I pointed out, not, you know, it's not a mild fact that Bethlehem, up until a few years ago, had 80,000 Christians. Today, it has fewer than 10,000, and they've been forced out viciously. There's been a lot of rapes of their children. In short, they didn't leave voluntarily. Now, the treatment of Arabs since the PLO took over Bethlehem, since Israel gave the PLO the right to take over Bethlehem, in short, has been nothing short of criminal. And they've run for their lives. This is where the Pope wants to hold his Mass? I mean, you have to ask that in the first place. Why would he where you hold a mass in a place that has effectively, in the last 10 years, become de-Christianized. Now, I'm going to read you another report. This is from CAMRA.
No, go ahead. I'll interrupt you when you go. Go right ahead.
Christian Arab residents of the village of El Hadar in the Bethlehem area were savagely, and by the way, this week, all right, it's all leading up to the Pope, this week, once again, were savagely attacked by local Muslims as they celebrated a Christian holiday.
And, but ladies and gentlemen, you're not hearing about this thing through the regular media. A lot of this information is being actively suppressed. And basically, of course, there is an organized effort to destroy the other Christians within the Palestinian community. And many of them have been killed, many of them have been driven out. But if you convert to Christianity as a Muslim, they will kill you.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. 8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly preparatory to the Pope's coming visit to Israel in 8 days. There is a great deal of Palestinian violence against Christians over there, but this is totally being blacked out. You have to understand, in many respects, I believe that Israel is, certainly the Holy Land is the center of so much of what's going on in the world today, but so much of the information is actively and intentionally blocked out. And the rising tide of violence by suddenly the Palestinians against the Christians over there in preparation for the Pope's visit is marked, and yet you're not going to read about it in the controlled media. Barry Shamish, you go right ahead.
Well, I served in the Army with, the beginning of our services with Michael Oren. He's now the Israeli ambassador to Washington. He noted last week that under Israel, Bethlehem was 80% Christian, and now it is less than 10% Christian. Look, this could be Israel's fault. I mean, who knows how that happened, but the fact is it did. And you've now got a Muslim Bethlehem that the Pope is honoring, and there's something wrong with that, something really wrong with that. And I don't know what it is, frankly. Would you walk into a town where your people have been forcibly, they've been forced to run. They left their homes. Their girls were raped. It was horrible for the last 10 years to be a Christian in Bethlehem. Would you go there and give a mass to a joint like that? I'm just talking off the top of my head. It makes no sense to me, all right?
Barry, so much of what's going on today really doesn't make any sense unless you understand there are other forces working behind the scenes, but you go right ahead.
All right, let's just go and do the background of what's happening in Israel. And this, you know, you're familiar with this because I spoke about it. There was a tour of four Knesset members, and one of them, it's not in the article, said that Chief Sephardic Rabbi Yitzhak Yosef told him the Prime Minister's Bureau contacted him and asked him to grant halachic permission, that would be Torah permission, for Israel to hand over the Tomb of David to the Vatican. Let's just go on with it. It's shocking.
But basically, this man actually announced publicly that they'd been contacted.
Netanyahu asked them to find a way, an excuse, where when the Pope is coming, we're going to grant a surprise for the media of the world. We're going to give them a treat. We're going to give him a room or the whole mountain.
Okay, fine. Go right ahead. Because I think
that's
this is
what's
very
coming
important.
Up. Now, I may be wrong, because there are signs that it might be too dangerous to do this right now. I'm not sure, but what you're going to see on TV is going to be one joyous visit full of pageantry. But what's under the surface, they're going to have to suppress a lot of anger. Let me go on with this. Here it is. There are reports that not just the tomb, but the entire Mount Zion compound is up for transfer. All right. Now, this is a quote from the article. I believe it's INN News. I was sent everything. I was sent enough stuff. I could be confused from the sources, but they're all legitimate. Here's the quote. There have been reports recently of a secret negotiation channel between the Vatican and the Israeli government regarding the tomb. Well, you know what the tomb is. They call it the Room of the Last Supper, but also the whole Mount Zion compound. That would be the yeshiva, where the, look, on the first floor is David's tomb. You climb the steps to the second floor, it's the Room of the Last Supper. The rumor. I'm not so sure. I think there really is a secret negotiation. They're not rumors. But nonetheless, you hand over one floor of that building. That is an insult to King David. You have to get a grasp of the scandal and how it's irritating the religious population of Israel right now.
I agree with you. Well, Chris, our guest is Barry Shamish. We're talking about the Pope's coming visit to the Holy Land, coming visit to where he's going to actually be holding a major mass in Bethlehem, which has been pretty well suddenly cleansed of Christians. Why is he going there? Why suddenly is David's tomb so important? Why does the Vatican want control of Mount Zion? We'll be back in a moment with Barry Shamish here at Radio Liberty.
To increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, there are a lot of strange things going on. If you haven't read Tom Horn's latest of two books on certainly the new Pope, you need to get them. We carry both of them. You can collect them by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We have a great new 4-CD set on the last Pope. And suddenly it's available, dealing with Pope Francis. Why does Pope Francis want to unite all of the religions of the world under the leadership of the Catholic Church? Why does Pope Francis suddenly want to redistribute the wealth of the world? That sort of sounds like this whole idea of a new world monetary system. why does Pope Francis want to go to Israel at this time? And suddenly talk about taking control of sovereign control of certain parts, suddenly, of the Holy City. Well, suddenly our guest is Barry Shamish. Barry, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your website, they can get your information. I'm so glad you do have a new webmaster. I want to know.
Yes, a listener. He's a listener to Dr. Stan, David Sammeron. It saved my, it's all up to date. It's, you can go to it.
Well, I'm
and you can actually read the latest article on the Pope coming.
And I'm so glad this has worked out for you. But I want you to tell our listeners how they can get your books, how they can purchase them, how they can get to your webpage. And then we'll get back to the story of the Pope's coming visit 8 days from now to the Holy City. And, of course, you're not hearing much about this through the controlled media. Go right ahead.
Well, all my books are at lulu.com, and they're filled with – go back to Save Israel. Or it might have been the first one where I dove into Shimon Peres and the Vatican. It's been a central topic of mine. You get my books at Lulu, LULU.com, where it says books. There's a search box right in my name, Shamish, C-H-A-M-I-S-H. And I think you'll find them not to be conspiratorial, in fact, factual. I think that's, well, anyone who reads them knows I'm not writing conspiracy. I'm corroborating this stuff. And it comes out conspiratorial because the other side are conspiring. All right? Leave it at that. You get my, read me at BarryChamish.com, www.BarryChamish.com. You'll get a feel of what I'm saying. And yes, I do have a PayPal button at the site. And, well, I got expenses. I have to move and all kinds of stuff. So everything is really, really appreciated. And I show it, by the way. You'll get my DVD I have on the latest Vatican campaign against Israel. I have this DVD. I'll send it to you. Personally signed. Okay, let's go back to the story. I can't hold off anymore. Enough with the plugging. Look, the most shocking piece of information, in a way, all right, is the... Now, this is, again, I'm quoting, but we're talking about a secret channel between the Vatican and the Israeli government over Mount Zion. Look at this quote, all right? The government has decided to place the exclusive authority regarding the holy sites in the hands of the prime minister. Fueling speculation that a secret deal is indeed in the works. Netanyahu is the only person in Israel who can, well, he decides what happens to the holy sites. Somebody gave him this authority in the Knesset. And I don't know why that passed without tremendous opposition, but it did. All right? Nothing gets opposed. And by the way, the protesters, they'll be crushed. really. And it won't be shown. That, again, is not a prediction. That is my experience. All right. Okay, I'm not going into this. The fact is that this tour of these members of the Knesset was led by Yoni Chetbon. And he says that we have got to enforce the basic law in Jerusalem. Now, that forbids handing over sovereignty to any foreigner. Well, he says it's got to be enforced. The tomb of David is a cornerstone in the city's Jewish history. We must safeguard it. But look, the fact is that in Jerusalem, they hand over parcels of land. And not so long ago, the year was 2011, the Russian compound in downtown Jerusalem. A big look, it had the courts, the city courts were in that building. The agriculture ministry was in that building. It went, they were evacuated because Israel turned over sovereignty. Okay, that's an important word.
And basically, the sovereignty is certainly the right of the nation to own something that's theirs, and yet they're turning this over in this instance to the Russians.
Yep.
Why would they be turning part of Jerusalem over to the Russians? Go right
ahead. Why did Moshe Dayan turn over the Temple Mount to the Jordanians? Okay, that is, you know, pretty holy place to the Jews. He handed it over to the rocks. You're asking questions. Look, let's say that they're subservient to other people. All right, let's keep it easy right now. The fact is that, you know, my friend Rabbi Marvin Antleman, he woke me up to the fact that the Jewish leadership is not in the hands of Jews. It's in the hands of a very, very tiny minority left in the world of Sabbateans or Frankists. What he said is Israel's being chopped up like a salami and that Jerusalem is being chopped up like a salami. The fact is, when this Pope arrives, if everything goes according to plan, another hunk of the salami is going to be chopped off. All right? Now, look, I can add this. I may as well. Rabbi Yisrael Ariel, he's the head of the Temple Institute. I know him as well. Leave it at that. He says he fears that parts of Mount Zion will be relinquished to the Vatican as the planned visit of Pope Francis approaches.
All right, now, basically, some caller called in and said, where exactly is Mount Zion? Would you mind giving a description of this? Because it's a key part of Israel. It's certainly where the so-called the room for the Last Supper was and David's tomb is. But anyway, where exactly is that? So somebody would be able to identify that. What's its relationship to the city, to the walled city?
Going to Jaffa Gate, that's the where the parking lot is, and you can get into the old city through Jaffa Gate, and you turn right, and the next hill is Mount Zion. Best I can do. In short, let's go. Look, it's bigger than Mount Zion. From my point of view, why would Israel welcome anyone from the Vatican? Look, after World War II ended, the Franciscans and the Dominicans, I believe, they opened their monasteries to, like tens of thousands of Nazis, probably over 100,000. They hid them, and they gave them new identities, and they got them on boats and planes worldwide. This is Operation Paperclip. America got about 30,000, and they weren't all just rocket scientists. I grew up in Canada. My neighborhood was filled with, let's just say, new immigrants from Germany. The fact is, the Vatican saved the Nazis, all right, openly saved the Nazis. And they, well, the only Nazi that Israel ever forced to stand trial was Adolf Eichmann. He was saved by the Vatican. You've got an issue. Why would you welcome a pope from an organization that saved the butchers of your people? Logically.
Because nothing is as it appears to be. This is the tragedy, but you go right ahead. They're powerful.
Well, no, what they claim is that this, pardon me,
the powerful spiritual forces working behind the scenes, and most people are totally unaware of the close working relationship between the Nazis and the Vatican, but they also are not aware of the close working relationship between American intelligence and British intelligence and bankers and corporations and certainly the Nazi movement. Go right ahead.
Nazis didn't, maybe a dozen stood trial in Nuremberg. Israel had thousands to force to face justice. And they, well, without diving into Adolf Eichmann and how he visited Palestine, his host was Rudolf Kastner, who flew to Hungary, and Eichmann offered to save all the Jews, over half a million, and, well, Kastner had a list of about 3,000 of his people that he wanted saved, and the rest, the heck with it. Eichmann said, you get me 700 trucks so I can get the loot out of here. Where he was going, I don't know, and you can have them all, which, by the way, means the British who let in these, these Jews from Nazi-occupied Hungary, they let them in. The British were in this, too. It was a worldwide conspiracy, and for what we don't know, the fact those the Vatican were used to save the Nazis one by one. And the organization, think what that meant to get 100,000 Nazis into monasteries and seminaries. Oh, my goodness. The number of high-level people to get that done tells you many, many things about the absolute control the Vatican has in Europe. But in short, why are we welcoming? Look, what the press says is that every pope is different, and Francis has nothing in common with Pius, and Pius was the one under Pius. The Nazis were saved by the Vatican, and Francis has nothing to do with it. Oh, come on. Who would believe a thing like that, that he has changed the entire structure of the 2,000-year-old Vatican in a year?
And let me just point out, if you'd like to verify the relationship between the Vatican and American intelligence and British intelligence and the Nazi movement, you need to get John Loftus's excellent book, America's Nazi Secret. That's America's Nazi Secret. Or my interviews with him, a 4-CD set, very important, The War Against the Jews. And they're both available by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. We have so many other books by Sutton and others on the subject, but those are two of the most important books, and specifically the 4-CD set of my interviews with John Loftus, The War Against the Jews, and his book. Everything was done to suppress it, but it did get out, although you'll not hear it ever talked about on the mainstream media. And that is, of course, America's Nazi Secret. Go right ahead, Barry.
Look, you have one point I brought up early is that this cenacle, this Last Supper room, was occupied by the Franciscans until the 14th century when they were forced out of Jerusalem. The Franciscans, they saved about half the Nazis. All right? They want that room back in Jerusalem. What are the Jews nuts? You don't give them anything. But what I fear is that there is going to be some announcement, some sort of ceremony where the Vatican gets, if not all of Mount Zion, at least one room sovereign. That's what I think is the big surprise. And the world will applaud. And honest to goodness, they're going to arrange it so everybody is happy that Israel gave the Vatican this nice present. Now, that's my anticipation of the visit. All right? If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But in this case, I'm not doing it on anything but the facts that I can gather. Israel cut a deal with the Vatican to give away a building within which is the tomb of King David. And again, of course, this is all symbolic. That goes without saying. Nonetheless, it's going to be such a ceremony unless all this violence that started already actually turns into something. But again, I wrote this article. I called it Blinders. It's the last article I published. And it is at my website, barrychalmers.com. And I summarized the end of the article. Before I dove into the Vatican, I said, well, here's my writing. We won't be fooled by the phony pageantry of this month's papal visit, or will we? Why? All right, I'm going to explain what I meant by this in a second. Why should the flakes who think that Jonathan Pollard is the hero and don't ask why Hunenu doesn't acquire an honest attorney question the motives of good Pope Francis? Look, Jonathan Pollard is being used by his wife for publicity. He's actually a bigamist. His first wife had said, "We were never divorced." He's being used and brainwashed, and he is no hero.
No, but what does that have to do with the papal visit?
You have to ask. Again, I'll continue. Hunenu is the organization that defends settlers who have been arrested on usually false charges. Their attorney is Itamar Ben-Gvir. He got rid of the Jews of Gaza. He was used. He's an agent for the internal security. What I asked is why people who don't or are totally infiltrated, why should they question this papal visit? I don't think you'll get the violence. That's my point. They're too brainwashed.
Okay, hang on there for just a moment. We'll be back in just a moment with Barry Samish to wrap up tonight's program. The visit is 8 days away. What's going to happen? I don't know. We're just going to have to wait and see. But Barry's article on brainwashed is well worth while reading.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and certainly that is Barry Shamish. And, of course, we'll be doing a replay the second hour. Next week, we're going to try to see if we're strong enough to do our 5 hours a day. We may or may not be. We may have to cut back again. Under any circumstances, we hope to be able to maintain this network because it's important that you're going to hear the information you will not hear elsewhere. We are involved in a spiritual battle for the survival of Christian civilization. And basically, my job is to try to put things into perspective for you. I don't have all the answers. I sure got a lot of questions. I can tell you one thing, we're going into an economic collapse. I can tell you another thing, basically nothing as it appears to be. So I was just thinking, you know, basically, certainly after the Second World War, America had 31,000 nuclear warheads. Today, we have 1,000 nuclear warheads. We've actually cut back the number of nuclear warheads suddenly by 97%. And now the next move is to cut it back to 1,000 nuclear warheads. Why would we do something like that? Well, basically, of course, when Ronald Reagan was the president, we had 600 warships. Today, we have 100 ships at sea. We used to have 16 aircraft carriers, half of which were always at sea. Today, we have 3 aircraft carriers at sea. We might be able to get one more at sea if we had to within a month or two. We actually have 55,000 men in our army. We're cutting that back by another 55,000. We will certainly have the smallest military we've had going back to before the Second World War. Why are these things happening? Do you understand? And you're not hearing these things talked about. There's an intentional effort to weaken our society, to leave us vulnerable to an EMP attack, to destroy our economy, thus tending to a faulty budget that will never be repaid. And basically, I'm firmly convinced that there's a major force out there. There is another force that you have never heard of. And one of these evenings, I will tell you about the other force. If you haven't read the book, Devil's Advocates, you need to get it written 55 years ago by Taylor Caldwell, a very important book to understand what's going on today, The Devil's Advocate. And then, of course, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And basically, quite frankly, we need your finances so we can maintain our network all across America. We're up until recently, we've done 5 hours a day, 5 days a week. We're trying to get people to understand that this is a spiritual battle. There are powerful, invisible forces out there. There's an oligarchy that runs America, the power elite, the brotherhood, call it what you will. But then there are other forces in the world today. And then, of course, there's God, and this is what everybody discounts when we discuss what's lying ahead. Because the oligarchy has a plan. There's a small secret group that opposes them. They have a plan, and God has a plan. And certainly the Chinese and the Russians, we help them, but they have a plan as well. We're moving into a period of chaos and crisis. If you can possibly afford to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us maintain our network of stations, where for 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, we can bring you the news behind the news. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. You can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. Why, you can donate to what we're doing. You can get the various products. We have all sorts of videos. Go up at DVDs. Look at our website, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And basically, order our books, order our DVDs, order our 4 CD sets. Help us get the truth out across America while there's still time. Well, because most people are going to be destroyed in the coming chaos that lies ahead. Again, our number is 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, if you're in a position to help us, please join the Radio Liberty family. And if not, then we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And so until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you. Listening to, they happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, the views of James Perloff. And even though I've never met James personally, I consider him a friend. I've known him certainly through our radio interviews for the past 20 years or 15 years anyway. And James certainly is on the front lines of this battle, trying to educate people. He wrote a book, a number of books through the years. One of them was Shadows of Power, going into the background of the invisible government, the people who really run our government, who control both political parties, who have their agents in the military, who control the banking system of America. Most of the major corporations, the educational system, have their agents planted in our churches, control the media, but largely control what both parties of government and what the American people think through the tentacles into the media. People don't understand this is neither right nor left. It is certainly aimed at creating a one-world government. There are not that many of them here, probably not more than a few thousand at the very top of this, and then of those, probably only a few hundred certainly in the inner sanctum of what this is really all about. But James has written about it, and he's come up with a new book called Truth is a Lonely Warrior. And he says quite openly, when we've talked to him, what he really wanted to do, title of the book was something about Satan running the world, and people said, nobody's going to buy your book if it comes out with a title like that. So his title, Truth is a Lonely Warrior, is very, very appealing. But Satan does run the world. There really are spiritual forces. There really is another dimension. And unless you understand that, you can't understand anything. You cannot understand why communism was funded from the United States from its inception, why the Nazi movement was funded from the United States, and so the American corporations were overbuilding the weapons for Adolf Hitler. And Adolf Hitler, at least there's a great deal of evidence that he didn't die at the end of the war. There were forces within this so-called brotherhood that helped him escape to South America. That's a book called Gray Wolf. We've read it. We've talked to the authors. It's very believable. But you see, most of what you believe out there in the listening audience, unfortunately, is not true. And our job, my job, James' job, is to try to get people to understand what's really going on. James Perloff, are you there?
I sure am, Dr. Stan.
Well, you go ahead and pick up the story and tell them about your book, Truth is a Lonely Warrior, because really it's a summary of all the phony wars we've been in, and of course you can't understand the coming war, and ladies and gentlemen, the war in my estimation is imminent, but you can't understand the coming war unless you understand all the last phony wars. They've all been manipulated, and the coming one where millions are going to die, probably hundreds of millions, suddenly is all being manipulated by these dark and sinister spiritual forces. James, you pick up the story.
Okay. Well, first of all, thanks for having me on your show. It's a privilege. And yeah, I do have a new book out. A lot of your listeners are probably familiar with my book, The Shadow of Power. And I've given PowerPoint talks related to that for years. And people long asked me when I would come up with an update. And well, this is the update. It is Truth of the Lonely Warrior. 25 years since I wrote The Shadows of Power. And this book, Dr. Stan, is designed to give people who are not familiar with the concept of conspiracy or what's going on in our world, the forces you describe. Do we have a break coming on? I hear a little background music.
I'm afraid we do, but you go right ahead. I will tell you when you have to break. Well, we're getting pretty close to that point anyway. Our guest now is James Perloff. His latest book, Truth is a Loyal Floor, is a faithful warrior. Basically, you have to...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Mean anything. You have to show them the entire puzzle. And that's what my book, Truth is a Lonely Warrior, is designed to do. It's to the best of my ability.
Hold that thought, James. Hold the thought. Okay. We'll be back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and James was just saying how difficult it is to tell people about what's really going on, to explain to them that certainly 9-1-1, what happened on September 11th, 2001, was simply a false flag operation. It was simply designed to actually get us into this war with Afghanistan and Iraq. And the people will say, well, gee, if that's true, why didn't anybody tell us that? And then he says, well, you have to tell them how the media is controlled, and it's so hard to get people to understand the big picture. Well, you go right ahead.
Well, how much time do we have before the next break, Dr.
Oh, you've got about 12 minutes.
Oh, 12. All right. Well, let me just run through it. Now, the problem, again, is that the media has planted so many lies. You have to kind of peel them off one by one. And I didn't want to write a tome. This book is a little over 300 pages long. It's not a tome. It's not an 800,000 pager. But I wanted to concisely go over the entire picture of what's the continuum of how this whole Illuminati conspiracy has worked over the years. So we talk in the first chapter about the various wars we've been in, from the Spanish-American to the Iraq War, how each one was, we were involved in a war as a result of a deception or false flag. And then we talk about the control of the White House from behind the scenes and how presidential candidates are picked in advance and how cabinets are dominated by the Council on Foreign Relations, which, of course, is the subject of my book, The Shadow of the Power, the previous book. Then we talk about the Fed, which is the financial arm, and how it's caused inflation through depauching our currency and through bailouts and control of the stock market as well by controlling interest rates. And then we talk about just how this cartel has been running America. We give examples like how they created the UN. Of course, their goal is the world government. First, that was the League of Nations and the UN. We see more and more of these international organizations, the regional governments, the EU, NAFTA. They want to turn NAFTA into a North American Union. So we talk about that whole process. We have a chapter on Vietnam because that was that intrigue on their part brought such tragedy and social change to America. We talk about what they're planning to do today. And then we talk about next talk about the media and why we can't hear about these things in the media. We talk about how about a dozen giant multinational corporations like News Corp and Time Warner control the major media. And we talk about the destruction of nations, which is a requirement for creating world government, how they've achieved that through immigration, which fragmentizes nations, through so-called democracy, which fragmentizes nations into parties. And then we talk about that merger you were talking about a little bit before, but between the communists and the capitalists. Now, the capitalists actually financed things like the Russian Revolution over the years, and how even during the Cold War, they were financing the Soviet Union and propping it up. And then we talk about the whole international control structure. It's not just the Council on Foreign Relations. We talk about how internationally these luminous groups within each country interrelate through the Bilderbergers, Trilateral Commission, Committee of 300, Bohemian Grove. We talk, have a chapter on Freemasonry and how it's been used as a tool, a recruitment tool. And we talk about environmentalism, its goal being to control people for the excuse of the need to regulate on behalf of our environment. We talk about Zionism and its true purpose, because the same forces have been behind Zionism. We talk about 9/11 and all the holes in the government's explanation of that. We talk about the Iraq War, a chapter on that. We have a chapter on the arts, how it's controlled, a chapter on faith, and the whole drive to, they're not just trying to consolidate nations, they're trying to consolidate religions, and that's what's behind the ecumenical movement and the attack on Christianity. We have a chapter on the protocols of the learned elders of Zion. Much of it has been maligned as a hoax. We see that so much of it has come true. We have a chapter on cyber tyranny, how the internet is being used to spy on people. And we have a one on called the Secret War on Life, their plan for population reduction, and how they've used vaccines and their control of the medical community and big pharma to destroy people's health, create autism and so forth, Alzheimer's. And we have a chapter on the weather control. And finally, a chapter on the coming and enthronement of the Antichrist, which is their ultimate goal, to enthrone the Antichrist in Israel and Jerusalem, which is the purpose, by the way, of the Zionist movement. And finally, a conclusion. And despite all this negativity, we try to bring people hope. We also have several appendices dealing with George Orwell's book, 1984, how it's come true in so many ways, the myths of free trade, and a few other subjects of interest. So it tries to be a complete picture, Dr. Stan. We try to keep it, but we try to keep it concise and entertaining, and have it be something you could give to a friend who doesn't believe that, who believes CNN and believes the New York Times, and show them there is a story outside of their box about what's really going on and what's behind this whole drive for world government and the horrendous downward cultural changes we've seen in this country over the last century.
But you think that the average Jew really understands the protocols of the learned elders of Zion, or do you think the average Jew is really intimately involved with this conspiracy, or is it just a small component, a small satanic component within the Jewish faith, who are really not true at all to the Jewish faith, but to this satanic movement that you describe?
Well, not only does not the average Jew understand it, but the average person does not understand it. And obviously, it is certainly the protocols were never about the broad Jewish. I'm half Jewish myself, by the way. And Dr. Henry Mankow, if you know him, he's he's completely Jewish, but he exposes the protocols too for what they are. If you look at the protocols, they discuss world government, the use of Freemasonry, the use of entertainment to distract the people, the use of vaccines. This is published in 1900. They were already talking about the use of vaccines to destroy people's health. They talk about Darwinism, which I've written two books on, and you know, Darwin was not an important character in Russia when he first appeared, yet the entire worldwide plan is laid out there. Even presidents overriding the Constitution with presidential executive orders is in the protocols. So it's something that needs to be looked at. But I realize that people will say, well, that's anti-Semitic to talk about it. Well, no, I'm of Jewish ancestry myself. I simply took the time to look at it and read it for myself. And it's not what my book is focused on. It's just one of more than 20 chapters.
And I think it's so important that see, basically one of the major reasons for the protocols is to get the whole idea of a conspiracy discredited, saying you think it's the Jews. And here's James Perloff, who's half Jewish, writing about this, trying to get people to understand there is a master plan. You can read it, but it has nothing to do with Jews. It has to do with the fact that there really is a satanic conspiracy there. In fact, James says in the opening part of his book that he really wanted to call this something about Satan was alive or something of the sort. And people said the book will never sell. And it probably is right because it's such an absurd idea. And yet, of course, it's exactly what's going on. That is the theme of my book. And certainly after studying this for 50 years, there's no question at all that there is a supernatural force out there. There really is another dimension. And there are demonic forces coming from another dimension that are working to fulfill the prophecy. And they certainly are directing the course of world events today. Would you agree or disagree with that, James?
Absolutely. And, you know, people will say, some people will say, oh, it's Jewish. Some people say it's Freemasons. Some people say it's the Catholic Church or the Jesuits. Other people say it's just the Council on Foreign Relations or just the Bilderbergers. But, you know, all of these are facets of an overarching plan. And, you know, this really is, at its roots, a spiritual battle. It is the battle between good and evil. And to personify it, we certainly accurately call it the battle between God and Satan. And there is no doubt that there is a satanic nature to what's going on, that many of these people at the highest level, I'm not talking about low-level Freemason, but the very highest, what they call the illuminated 33rd-degree Mason, is a worshiper of Lucifer. And we see this documented by people like Dr. John Coleman, former MI6, and Ted Gunderson, former special agent in charge of the FBI's office in Los Angeles, and William Guy Carr, who was in the Canadian Intelligence Service during World War II. They all documented that there is satanic worship going on among these elite. They're not atheists. They may try to discredit God publicly through materialistic teachings in public schools and so forth, but they themselves are not atheists. There is a satanic a process going on. It's laid out in the Bible, especially in the book of Revelation. Now, that book's open to a lot of different interpretations and how many have been given, yet it clearly does lay out that there will be a figure called the Antichrist or the Beast who will seek to govern the world. And of course, Stan, to govern the world, you need a world government, and that's why it's no coincidence that that is the goal of the Council on Foreign Relations and these globalists to create a world government. It's about consolidating control for an evil purpose, but there is a rainbow, a brightness at the end of all this darkness.
And for our listener who's out there and says, I just can't believe, I mean, you don't really expect me to believe that, I simply say, look, go to their website, trilateral.org. Trilateral.org, you'll find their logo there. It's a circle made up of three curved arrows. And if you look at them and you understand what they are, they're three sixes. You'll see the three sixes joined together by an upside-down broken cross. Why would they have, as a logo, three sixes joined together by an upside-down broken cross? Go right ahead.
Oh, well, you're doing fine there. I've been talking for a while. You carry on with that one, Dr. Stan.
Okay, go right ahead.
Well, anyway, the book is called Truth is a Lonely Warrior. We were talking about the spiritual dimension, and I've been going over the specifics of my book. Again, trying to give people the big picture so that as a resource, as a tool, you could give it to someone. If you talk to them about what's going on, when you hear about, you know, the Bible talks about wars and rumors of wars and what they call the end times, right? When you hear about, oh, we've got to go to war because there's an atrocity in Syria, in my book, I lay out the types of atrocity stories that have been laid out before. You know, in the Spanish American War, we were told in America that the Spaniards were roasting priests down in Cuba and throwing the Cubans to sharks. It was not a truth. World War One, we were told that the German soldiers were bayoneting babies in Belgium. After the war, people went over there, found that there was no witness that had ever seen that happen before. Remember the Gulf War of 1991? We're told that Iraqi soldiers were throwing babies out of incubators. Well, the woman who told that story to Congress wasn't even in Kuwait when that supposedly happened. We're baited into wars time and time. We've been lied into wars time after time. The first chapter of my book, which we could start with, is called Six Wars. And but we'll take a break from war to go to our break, because I hear some background music coming on.
Right, fine. Well, this is a fascinating book, and James did an excellent job of putting this all out. You must understand, all of the past wars have been manipulated, and we're being manipulated into a coming war. It's coming.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us. 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
8927.
Back. And then, of course, you come up to the Iraq War. We allegedly went into that war not for democracy, for the Iraqi people. We were told there were weapons of mass destruction. And yet David Kaye, the chief U.S. weapons of mass destruction in Iraq.
Well, that's honest. I mean, James certainly goes through all the various wars we were involved in, certainly the Spanish-American War, but we were told the Spains had sunk the battles of Maine. He had no evidence of it, the First World War. Why the sinking of the Lusitania and all the propaganda that went along with that? The Lusitania, of course, was a military ship. The Germans had warned they were going to sink it, and yet, of course, when the Americans were going to be passing on the Lusitania, asked about the danger, they were told there was no danger. Get on the boat. It's perfectly all right. Nothing's going to happen. And well over 100 Americans were killed. They used that as one of the reasons to get us into World War One. World War Two, we knew exactly where the Japanese fleet was. And we left our ships there so they'd be an ideal target, certainly. From there, you get into Korea. You get into Vietnam. You get into the Iraqi War, the initial first Iraq War and the second Iraq War. They've all been manipulated. Ladies and gentlemen, every single one of them and all sorts of Americans and others killed in totally phony wars. We fought almost a 10-year phony war in Iraq. Well, 58,000 American soldiers died, 1 million South Vietnamese, 2 million North Vietnamese. It was all simply so we could bring in the Great Society. And basically, it had nothing to do with winning the war. We could have won it at any time. And I was told that personally by four-star Marine General Lew Walt and by Ambassador William A. Sullivan. Incidentally, he just died here the last couple of days. He was the American ambassador to Laos and later to Iraq. And he told me, you know, we could have won the war. 6 weeks. All we had to do was invade North Vietnam. And as he said, you know, I never understood why we didn't do that, just win the war and get it over with, instead of fighting a 10-year war. Well, he was very much of a gentleman, and the fact that he's died here in the last couple of days, I feel very badly. He was a wonderful gentleman. I wish I'd recorded the interview, but we've certainly talked about it extensively. James, you go right ahead.
Well, I'm glad you're talking about Vietnam. We could elaborate that on a little bit. You're quite right when you say that we could have won the war in a matter of weeks or months. This is confirmed, by the way. 1968, there was an author named Lloyd Mallon, and he interviewed a dozen retired, high-ranking U.S. military officers, all of whom agreed the Vietnam War could be won in months. And as you said, they said, listen, we've got to invade North Vietnam. We got to take the big thing, of course, as you know, Dr. Stan, was the rules of engagement. We had all these rules that we didn't have in World War II. You know, you couldn't bomb an enemy fighter plane on a runway unless it was, you had to be wait till it was up in the air and showing hostile intent, as they called it. You couldn't bomb a missile to air launch site for missiles until it's fully operational. You know, they couldn't bomb trucks that were pulled a few hundred feet off the Ho Chi Minh Trail. They were bringing the supplies down to kill American GIs. He had all these self-imposed restrictions from Washington that made the war unwinnable. We did not fight World War II like that. We fought World War II to win. And so that's why a war that should have lasted not more than 6 months dragged out for 14 years and ended in defeat. Now, listen, if you can win World War II in 3.5 years, that's all it took us. And we're fighting two enemies, the Germans and the Japanese, right? We won in 3.5 years. How come we can't beat little Vietnam in 14 years? It doesn't make sense. The establishment's media's explanation does not make sense. But we're telling people what happened behind the scenes. When you understand that, it does make sense. When you realize that the so-called quagmires and mistakes and blunders were actually deliberate, in part of a continuum that's happened throughout our history. If it was just one incident, we could let it pass as mistake. We see it happening in war after war. We know that this is part of an overriding plan.
I agree, and there's a new war coming, ladies and gentlemen. You're not hearing about it, but all the plans, everything is in place, and certainly there's going to be a major war over there in the Middle East, probably within the next few months. So how we'll be involved in it, I don't know, but it's all manipulated in all probability. Israel is going to attack Iran, and heaven only knows what's going to happen after that. I hope and pray Iran doesn't suddenly respond with an EMP attack on America. They will tell you that's suddenly, according to the Israelis, Iran is just weeks away from getting a nuclear bomb. That is the phoniest thing in the world, ladies and gentlemen. The United States was able to create a nuclear bomb in 3.5 years with absolutely no technology starting in the Second World War. And we were able to build a nuclear bomb. And you mean to tell me Iran, with all sorts of sophisticated material, was not able to actually manufacture enriched uranium over a period of 15 years, with all the scientific technologies out there, actually, young kids could actually build a nuclear weapon in their garage if they could get their hands on enriched uranium. This whole thing is phony, but it doesn't matter how ridiculous something is. If you say it often enough, people will believe. I've been told from reliable sources that Iran actually has a bomb.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Yeah, tell us about it. Isn't it because the media is controlled by the same financial conglomerate that is controlling the Council on Foreign Relations?
Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and suddenly James is talking about the Council on Foreign Relations. It came started in 1921, but basically, since that time, 18 of our Secretaries of State, 19 of our Secretaries of Defense, there's only Secretaries of the Treasury, I think 20, 21 of them, 16 directors of the CIA. They've all come from this Council on Foreign Relations. They control the Democrats, they control the Republicans, and you go to the polls every 4 years to vote for the candidates of their choice. And until you understand our elections are rigged by these people of great wealth, well, you don't understand. Basically, it wouldn't have mattered when we had a true republic, when the power of the central government was limited, and we had honest courts, and God was an important part of this nation. But now we're a post-Christian nation, certainly. We have a controlled medium. We have a controlled educational system. We even have a controlled religious system. And our ministers are not telling the people the truth about what's really going on politically. When America was founded, of course, the ministers were the major force in bringing about this nation. Unfortunately, that is not the case today. We have some wonderful ministers who love the Lord and are not afraid to speak out, but they're in a very much of a minority today. Our guest is James Perloff. His book, Truth is a Lonely Warrior. Now, we do carry the book, Truth is a Lonely Warrior. It's a fascinating book. We recommend it. That's the reason we're carrying it. We want you to get the book. We want you to read the book. He covers so many things that certainly are so vitally important. And basically to understand the history and certainly where these people are going. And what is their ultimate goal? It's to establish a one world government, eventually who will be run by the Antichrist. They know exactly what they're doing because behind this movement are powerful spiritual forces. And the reason you never hear about it is because they control the media. And to suddenly our guest is James Perloff. James, how can people get to your website, get your information?
When I had stage 4 cancer, Dr. Stan, my website was taken down through criminal activity. Website, but I'm using mass media, other people's websites, like Dr. Henry Meekhouse and your radio programs like yours and Deanna Spangola's and others, to communicate my message. I actually will be trying to get a website up. People can email me at bookrefuge@AOL.com if you want to get in touch personally. Bookrefuge, like the word book and the word refuge, at AOL.com. And my book is available through Radio Liberty.
Right,
as well as Amazon.
Right, bookrefuge@AOL.com, bookrefuge@AOL.com. Our guest is certainly James Perloff. His book is Truth is a Lonely Warrior. It's a fascinating book, and we just can't take on too many books at the present time. But this is one we had to carry because it's so vitally important. You get James's message. He's one of the best writers we have here, and we've carried his other books in the past, Shadows of Power and others, and this is even a more important book, especially now, so that you out there in the listening audience can document the fact that almost everything going on today is contrived, and the media is controlled as a result of it. Why, of course, most people have very little idea of what's really going on. James, you pick up the story.
Well, we could pick up where we had left off before. We're talking about the council and how it controls elections and cabinets.
Now, you're talking about the Council on Foreign Relations, of course.
Yes, absolutely.
At 5868 Street in New York City. That's 5868 Street, New York City. I've spent several weeks there, probably one of the few people who's ever been inside through their files, and basically fascinating information, which the average individual will never hear about, because, of course, most of the people who go through their files certainly would never dare to write about it. We've written about it extensively in our own writings and our newsletters. We could write James.
Well, the council was actually founded in 1921 as a direct reaction to the U.S. Senate's rejection of the League of Nations. You know, we did not join the League of Nations, even though President Wilson had proposed it at the Paris Peace Conference of 1919. And so when the bankers heard about the Senate's rejection, they got together, had a meeting at the Majestic Hotel in Paris, and resolved to form a new organization whose purpose would be to bring about American acceptance of world government, which in its rudimentary stages was the League of Nations, later became the UN, and is advancing further today. But that's how the council actually got started. And that's one reason why you understand that this has been their goal from the very inception, is this plan to establish a world government, which is totally contrary to our best interest. The best interest is to maintain peace with other nations, but to maintain our sovereignty, lest we be enslaved.
And let me just point out that basically a lot of people are wondering why we're having so many economic problems here and why the unemployment rate is so high. Well, the reason the unemployment rate is high is because we're shipping our jobs overseas. We're rewarding corporations by not charging them any income tax if they'll simply move offshore and take the jobs with them. And so basically, if you have a choice between staying in the United States and paying a 35% corporate tax or moving to China and paying no American corporate tax, most people will move to China. We are intentionally exporting our jobs and taking the jobs away from American workers, and nobody's going to tell the American people that. We've designed the tax structure to literally force many American corporations offshore, and then we wonder why we don't have jobs here for our people, why the living standards are gradually going down here in the United States, why wages certainly are not going up as they have in the past, and it's simply because it's all planned. But nobody's going to tell the American people the truth. Go right ahead, James.
One thing I would just pick on from that is that they've sought to weaken America because a strong nation is very difficult to absorb into a world government. A weak nation is much easier to bring into a world government, and that's one reason why they wanted to take down our economy. And I'm glad you made that point about the tax structure. Also our whole trade system, where we took off, with the 1994, when we joined the World Trade Organization, we took all the tariffs off, most of the tariffs off foreign goods, which allowed these markets to be swamped with cheap imports made by slave labor or semi-slave labor overseas or subsidized by foreign governments, which our own free enterprise producers couldn't keep up with. That was another way they took down the economy. But speaking of the economy, my third chapter in this book with 20-plus chapters is on the Federal Reserve. And we talk about how the Federal Reserve was secretly founded at Jekyll Island in 1910. Unbeknownst to the people, the plan for the Federal Reserve, which was originally brought forward by Senator Nelson Aldrich, was a front man for the Rockefellers. Of course, he was the maternal grandfather of Nelson Rockefeller. He brought forward the original legislation for the Fed, was actually drafted by private bankers at a meeting in Jekyll Island in 1910. Jekyll Island off the coast of Georgia was a private retreat of the wealthy elite, the Morgans and the Rockefellers. And at that meeting, you had the representatives of the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and the Morgans, 25% of the world's entire wealth at that meeting. And that's where the Fed came from. It was a private scheme. It was not, as we were told, to stabilize the American economy. And by the way, Dr. Stan, as you know, when Congress passed that, they had no idea about the Jekyll Island meeting, which is well documented now that this whole plan was contrived. But of course, the Federal Reserve has been a great boon for the private interest because it enables them to create billions of dollars out of nothing. You know, the GAO, Government Accountability Office, did an audit of the Fed, one of the first audits that's ever been done to the Fed in 2011. They found that between 2007 and 2010, a three-year period, the Fed gave $16 trillion to multinational banks and corporations. Not billion, $16 trillion. This is bailout money. Technically, it was 0% interest loans, but most of those loans have not been repaid. So you wonder where the money's going. It's going into the wealthy multinational banks and corporations, which, of course, are allied with the very interests that run the Fed. And, of course, the guys who run the Fed inevitably come out of that very banking system themselves. As you know, of course, there was a publicized $700 billion bailout of Wall Street. But beyond that was this additional money which was flowing there. And this is another reason why the value of the dollar has gone down. The Fed's ability to bail out corporations or to pay for wars with fiat money, money created for nothing, devalues our currency. That's why the dollar has lost 95% of its value since 1913. I have a graph in my book, Truth is a Lonely Warrior, which shows price levels in America from the days of the Pilgrim till today. You know, prices were pretty stable in America for the first 250 years, up until World War One, they're little upward blips, you know, like during the Civil War, they put in extra money to pay for the war. But basically, the dollar value was unchanged from 1900. In 1900, you paid the same for a pair of shoes as you did in George Washington's day. But if you look at the graph, beginning with World War One, the inflation just skyrockets. You know, 1962, Harvard tuition was $1,500. 1962, the average cost of a house in America was $12,500. In 1962, a postage stamp was 4 cents. In 1962, a candy bar was a nickel. Why is our money losing its value? It's because of the Fed generating these dollars from nothing, which goes into the pockets of the bankers. And we wonder why we're getting poor. The middle class is being sold down a river by the people who run our government from behind the scenes. And that's what Chapter 3 is about.
And, Chris, I think it's vitally important to understand they're going to destroy the value of our currency, impoverish our people, and the vast majority of the people listening to this program who do not take defensive action are going to lose the vast majority of what they spent their entire lifetime working to amass. Get out of dollars, get out of stocks, get out of bonds, get out of annuities, get out of insurance policies, get out of everything that binds your wealth to the dollar, because the dollar, they're going to destroy it. They know exactly what they're doing. This is what is planned, but the last thing they want is for the American people to know there's no way they can ever pay off the massive debts that they've amassed. And of course, when all the other countries begin dumping their dollars, why, it'll simply wipe out our whole monetary system and impoverish the vast majority of the American people. And don't wait. Certainly, diversify, 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 and act now. Go right ahead, James.
All right. Well, the next chapter in my book, Truth is a Lonely Warrior, deals with policies and how the Council on Foreign Relations, through controlling presidents sitting on his cabinets, has dictated policies. We give some examples like the formation of the United Nations. You know, when I went to public school, my teacher said, the United Nations was formed because after World War II, countries were sick of war. It's not how it happened, you know. It was not spontaneous. It was a group of Council on Foreign Relations members in the State Department that called themselves the Informal Agenda Group that drew up the plans for the UN and presented it to President Roosevelt, who then made it his top priority for post-war planning, just as Woodrow Wilson had made the League of Nations his top priority for post-war planning for World War I. You see the continuum. We are talking that chapter about the World Bank and the IMF. You know what those things are? They're bailout schemes for the big private banks. You know what happens when the big New York banks make a loan to a foreign country and the loan goes sour and the other country can't pay its monthly installment? What happens? The IMF or the World Bank takes our tax dollars, gives it to the other country, and the bank gets paid off. The IMF, the World Bank, are loan guarantee schemes. It goes beyond that. They also serve as a source of controlling these other countries because they attach conditions to these bailouts. But the public is not given the true story. By the way, the World Bank and the IMF were incubated not at Bretton Woods, but before Bretton Woods, by the Council on Foreign Relations War and Peace Studies project during World War II. Once again, they're the incubator of foreign policy. How come the mass media never even talks about that? Because the same people that run the media are running the Council on Foreign Relations. That is Chapter 4 of my 20-plus chapters.
Okay, you're right ahead, James. And remember, the book is available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. About 300 pages, fascinating reading, excellent book. We recommend it, which is the reason we're carrying it. Go ahead.
Well, that's a high recommendation. Well, Chapter 5 is Vietnam. We've already talked about it. In Chapter 6, we're talking about NAFTA. You know, I should just mention this about NAFTA. Take a look at the European Union. It's a step towards world government. It's consolidation of nations. It's destruction of sovereignty. They're consolidating their currencies into the euro. They've got a European Court of Justice. The European Union is world government on a regional scale. They know they can't do it overnight in the world. You take regions. You know, the European Union started as the common market, and it was sold to Europeans. They just want to have an economic alliance to increase prosperity, right? They always talk about prosperity. And then it turned into the European Parliament, and then all of a sudden they're sunk with the European Union, and they're losing their sovereignty. Well, NAFTA is designed to be the same thing. It's the exact same model. The idea is to start with an economic alliance. We're told it'll bring prosperity. It didn't. It cost us millions of jobs. Same pattern, you know. But we were told it was making us more prosperous. And then after 9/11, we're told, you know, for security reasons, we should start considering a Homeland Security Department should extend its responsibilities to include Mexico and Canada. And as you know, Dr. Stan, they proposed a North American Union. And the only reason that hasn't come to pass is because it has been opposed so diligently by American patriots, including some members of Congress. But they actually had it on their original timetable to have a North American Union, I think, by 2010. As you know, in 2005, President Bush met with Prime Minister Martin of Canada and President Fox of Mexico to start what they called the Security and Prosperity Partnership. That was to be the first step towards a North American Union where we'd all have a North American ID card. And while Europe has the Euro, we would have the Amero. It's the same pattern, but the idea is that these regional bodies would be stepping stones towards world government. And let me just bring up a quotation, because I want people to take my word for this, and just bring up a quote from Zbigniew Brzezinski, who's been an advisor not only to Jimmy Carter, but to Obama. Here's what Zbigniew Brzezinski said. He said, quote, "We cannot leap into world government in one quick step. The precondition for genuine globalization is progressive regionalization. First, you get people to agree to a regional alliance, and then you merge that regional alliance with other regional bodies." And so then now they're talking about the transatlantic partnership between us and the European Union.
And people have to understand this is all planned ahead of time, and nobody's going to tell them because the media is controlled. The average individual doesn't understand that they are using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a European Union, to bring about a North American Union, to bring about a Latin American Union, an African Union, and an Asian movement union. This is all planned. They know exactly what they're doing. The last thing, though, is they want for the American people to know. Go right ahead, James.
Do we have another break coming there? Oh, okay.
You go ahead. I'll let you know.
Okay. Thank you very much. Well, you were talking about the media. Let's talk about why people don't know about this, and that's what my next chapter is about. It's called The Media and the Nature of Truth and Lies. You know, people have the idea that we have this diverse media because we have so many cable stations, so many magazines. But, you know, if you take just Time Warner, they own CNN. They own America Online, Time Magazine, Sports Illustrated, Money Magazine, Fortune, People Magazine, HBO, New Line Cinema, you know, and it just goes on and on. Or you take...
Hold that thought now.
Okay.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson homeschool program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
This is Dr. Stan. We do hope that you enjoyed James Perloff's book, Truth is a Lonely Warrior. It's a very important book, bringing a lot of these thoughts up to date. But understand it's about the Council on Foreign Relations and the fact there's just a small group of very wealthy and powerful people who control both political parties, who control the people in the military and control the banking system. They control most of our major corporations. They have the people planted the educational system and our churches. They lead both political parties and they control the media and they make mockery out of our electoral process. The Council on Foreign Relations, James has written about it extensively. I've spent, four or five days back at the headquarters there in New York City on several occasions going through the records. There's no question. We have a small elite group that runs America and makes mockery of the electoral process. But you're never going to hear about it because they control the media. And certainly, we carry a book entitled The New Media Monopoly, written by Professor Ben Bagdikian. That's The New Media Monopoly by Professor Ben Bagdikian. We recommend the book. And of course, we recommend James Perloff's book, Truth is a Lone Warrior. And then my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, that'll give you enough reading to get you started. And they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, if you haven't heard my talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan, or certainly on population control, the secret agenda, and so much more, why you need to get them, I certainly hope that you go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. You can listen to our radio programs there. You can watch our DVDs. You can certainly read our newsletters going back 15, 18 years or more. And then, of course, we have my treatise there on population control. We have our treatise on the American Guidestones or the Georgia Guidestones. And here is, of course, an occult center where they call for the elimination of the majority of the people in the world. And the fact that you're not hearing about it isn't because it isn't there. I've been there on a number of occasions. But it's because the media is controlled and the last thing they want you to know is that they plan to kill you and your family and almost everyone here, certainly the vast majority of the people in our country and the nations throughout the world, because we're dealing with organized evil. If you doubt it, go to trilateral.org. Trilateral.org and look at their logo. Three sixes joined together in the center by an upside down broken cross. Three sixes joined together in the middle by an upside down broken cross were involved in a spiritual battle being played out on a political, ideological, cultural battlefield, but it is a spiritual battle. Now, of course, this is the time I really need to remind you, my ministry is primarily listener-supported. We, quite frankly, need your help to maintain our network of stations in this program tonight is being heard on about 15 different outlets across America, the internet, certainly on short internet, it's on satellite. It goes, I think, 11 or 12 stations, depending upon the time of year. But it's vitally important that you help us get the information out. And if you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, or if you can subscribe to our newsletter, or simply if you can get our books. One of the things you can do that will help us is get your health products through us, because most people need supplements. They need, most men need calcium. So many people are on heart medication today. And there is a part of it, they're just taking adequate magnesium, why they wouldn't have a problem. Magnesium is so vitally important for your muscles, for your mind, but specifically for your heart. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. We'll give you certainly a list of the various products that we offer, and then you need to get Russell Blaylock's excellent book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, because they really can. Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Think about getting your health products through Radio Liberty and lay in a supply, because if something happens, you're not going to be able to get them. And then please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.
Let us all be grateful.